KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 Tundra designed to combine performance and comfort with up to 437 horsepower and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer, the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Welcome in San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, Diwali is now a state holiday. We'll talk about its cultural significance. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Today, more than 1 billion people across India and around the world celebrate Diwali. That's according to survey data from Pew Research. The five-day festival symbolizes victory of light over darkness, and California Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed a bill recognizing Diwali as an official state holiday. Joining me is one of the bill's authors, State Assembly Member Darshana Patel. She represents the 76th District in northern San Diego County. Assemblywoman, welcome.
Thank you, Jade. It's a pleasure to be here and, frankly, an honor. I've been a big fan of yours for many years.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm so happy to have you here in studio with me. So tell me, for those who are less familiar with Diwali, what does the holiday celebrate?
Well, as you said in your introduction, it really is a celebration of good over evil, light over darkness, and knowledge over ignorance. It acknowledges and recognizes historic moments in Indian culture and religion where these things happened, where demons were defeated, and people came, kings, leaders, gods came home back to their homeland to reunite with their people that they served.
Wow. So why now? Why did you want to introduce this bill?
Well, as many people know, I am a freshman legislator. What that means is this is my first year in office. And prior to that, I served 8 years as a school board trustee in the Poway Unified School District. And one of the inspiring reasons that I ran for office in the first place was a young man approached me and explained that the counselors in the school district didn't understand different holidays and didn't understand that many cultures and traditions follow a lunar calendar instead of a solar calendar for their holidays. And I realized that there are millions of children in California that celebrate holidays that aren't well recognized. And to help bring belonging and inclusion and understanding to our classrooms, we needed to start recognizing the holidays that our children celebrate.
Mm. And so what does Diwali becoming a state holiday mean for those who celebrate?
Well, what it means is, first of all, an acknowledgement that we are all different people from different histories and different backgrounds, and we feel much more included when our traditions are just publicly recognized in our spaces that we share together. So it helps break down barriers of misunderstanding, stigma around celebrating holidays. It helps children feel included and welcomed in the spaces where they are, but also workers. Our state workers will also be able to enjoy the holiday off.
You mentioned traditions. What do those traditions look like?
So for us, growing up in America, it meant cleaning the house, cleaning our room, making sure that our spaces were welcoming for the new year and for the gods to come home and be in our homes as a welcome space. We would also get new clothing or new books, new writing materials or journals to start the new year with. Lots of cooking. If anyone knows the Indian culture or any diverse cultures, frankly, holidays come with lots of food, sweets and savory snacks that we prepare.
All right. And, you know, at a hearing in May, you were actually joined by San Jose resident Raj Patel to speak in support of the bill. And here's some of what he had to say.
Together, we embrace the essence of Diwali, which is light over darkness, hope over despair. And in times like these, when so many immigrant communities feel unseen and afraid, that message has never mattered more. So by recognizing Diwali, you're not only honoring the holiday itself, but you're honoring the hundreds and thousands of Hindu Americans that call California home.
And that's what she had to say. What are your thoughts on that as you listen to her words there?
Well, she captures it really quite brilliantly. For many people that come from South Asia, also from other parts of the region, Diwali is not just, it's not only a religious holiday. It's a cultural tradition. It's a homeland tradition. And when we fight for holidays like this, recognizing holidays like this, we feel like we belong in the communities here in America and in California.
Do you hope that you know, that culture sort of is something that many more Californians can embrace?
Oh, absolutely. There are universal principles in Diwali. The universal principles of knowledge over ignorance is one that's particularly poignant in our times today. As we look at policies that we're drafting, are we allowing our policies to be informed by data and fact and science? That's where knowledge comes in, knowledge over ignorance. And light over darkness gives people hope in challenging times. And Diwali, the festival season, is celebrated by more than just Hindus. It includes the Sikh community, Jain community, who celebrate their own traditions at this time of Diwali as well.
And California has the largest Indian American population in the United States. About 20% of the U.S. Indian population live here. Are you surprised that Diwali hasn't been made a state holiday up until this point already?
Well, no. What we see happening right now is representation matters. And I think until we have those voices, diverse voices, in our halls of legislation, we won't see all of the holidays coming forward. So that's what we're seeing now. When we have representation, we get this growth and inclusion. We saw it with Juneteenth, with Cesar Chavez Day, with Lunar New Year, Native American Recognition Day. We see it with all kinds of other, Genocide Remembrance Day, right? When we have more inclusion of diverse voices, we see more inclusive policies.
Yeah. Well, you recently had a Diwali celebration at the state capitol. What was that like for you?
It was delightful. I worked with Assemblymember Ash Kalra on that event, and it's an event that he has been putting on since he became an Assemblymember several years ago as the first South Asian, Indian American, Hindu American to serve in that role. And it's wonderful to see a gathering of that kind in the halls of legislation.
Yeah. So what was the reaction to this bill like from your constituents?
My constituents are delighted. Across the board, I've been receiving lots of positive feedback, and not only for the constituents but that I serve here in the district, but in the region of San Diego as a whole. You know, when you come from a minority group, you don't just represent your constituents at that point. You are a voice for all of them throughout California. And it's quite an honor to serve in this way. Very proud of the work that we were able to do in a collaborative way. We received no votes on the bill throughout the whole process. So I think my colleagues as well were showing that this is important to their constituents across California.
And how was your relationship to Diwali? How has that, like, evolved over the years?
So when my family came to America, it was the late 1960s, and there weren't that many Indian Americans here in the U.S. at the time. There were some in farming communities that had come here a generation before, but we celebrated Diwali very privately in our homes. In fact, for some of our holidays, like Navratri, which is a holiday season that just wrapped up, we had to rent a church hall in order to celebrate the holiday. Very different times. We decorated our doorstep, we cleaned our homes, we did the things in our homes, but we had no real way of celebrating publicly. And now, as I'm raising three children here in San Diego, we're seeing larger gatherings happening, spaces where they can meet people from across the region, but that celebrate in the same way we do. And it strengthens community, but it also shows and shares common purpose. Shows and shares common strength that we have together, things that we can all rally behind, like the victory of good over evil and light over darkness and knowledge over ignorance.
Wow. Well, you know, sometimes it seems federal or state recognition of a holiday can feel like more of a performative action sometimes than a meaningful one. So what are your thoughts on taking this message beyond a single day?
Well, certainly I don't value the performative nature of politics. As a scientist, I really believe in being an effective policymaker. And I think what this holiday does is it acknowledges something that's so deeply meaningful for the South Asian community, but also does it in a way that includes everybody across California.
Yeah. What message are you gathering from the holiday this year?
People are feeling a little bit of hope. They're feeling that lightness coming into their lives in these very trying times for folks. We're seeing healthcare cut. We're seeing access to food assistance cut. We're seeing cuts to research funding and cuts to public education. And so there's a lot of fear and anxiety across the communities. And what having this holiday shows is there's still good that we can do, and we can shed a lot of light on these things, gather people together for common purpose. Yeah. And I think having it coincide with the No Kings March is quite fascinating, too.
There we go. I was going to say, look no further than the march and the protests from this past weekend, where so much of what you say was expressed. And your message of hope, though, is something that we hope a lot of people are embracing right now. I've been speaking with Assemblymember Darshana Patel. She represents the 76th District in Northern San Diego County. Assemblymember, thank you so much for joining me.
It was a pleasure, Jade. Thank you.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.